Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab. Crowdfunding Black Media. Extend the production black and distribution media project of independent digital black media. New black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. Today is Wednesday. It's a wise Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. And I just want to sincerely thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and looking forward to today's show. And before we get started in that, let's take care of the business at hand, and that is us giving some of our financial energy to Black Talk Radio Network. 1 second, sorry about that. Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network. It never fails. As soon as I go on air, my phone starts to really, really blow up and interrupt. So how can you do that? We have this network of Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, which are extremely important to you, to us, and to our community and our families alike. And it's very important, especially in these moments in history and in these moments in eternity, excuse me, not history, but more likely should have been said at this moment in eternity, that we're going to continue to need Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here on Black Talk Radio Network. And there's a way that you can ensure that that happens by giving some of your financial energy. What is your financial energy? The energy that you create with, you can give in the form of monetary policy, donations to uphold this network. Very, very important that we do that so that this network can continue to bring to you what it's been bringing, and not only that, bring even more to those that have yet to come into listening or coming into realizing that Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here. And you can easily do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network and donating at the donation in the far right corner of the website. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you will see the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's going on, and you will see the donation button that's on the far right margin, and it's at the top is green. You can see that and actually just engage, and it's the easiest way to give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network will continue to do what it's been doing and will continue to grow. Also, while you're there, you can scroll down on the far right-hand margin until you see the BTR community, Black Talk Radio community. It is a social media platform for you so that you can actually engage in some of the social media, use the social media platform and engage in social correspondence without having the adverse effects of someone selling your identity or someone actually having you having a negative experience or harming you or adversely affecting your way of life by posting inside of some of the more commercial ones, in which I call, that you, a lot of people call it Facebook, I call it Fedbook, and so that you won't have any of the adverse reaction. Many of us don't realize that all of the corporations probably do, and I know a lot of them do. They check your Facebook and to see what you're, who you are and what you're about, and to see if they want to align with you. Your business and your professional life should be separate of your personal life. So, but this is going to be used against you. So in order to prevent that, you should go to some place that does not going to adversely affect you for that. But what you think, your opinion of things, your comments on things, or your overall promoting of different events that's going on in your community. So very, very important that we remove ourselves from the system as much as we possibly can. And as we move further, do that to align ourselves with one another. And that's where you can do it at BTR Community. And the fee for BTR Community is very, very reasonable. It's only $24 a year. I no longer post on inside of Fedbook. I don't even post the show or anything else because, as a matter of fact, I need to deactivate my or no longer have any platform or activity there, but I know it's always still going to be there. That's cool, but I'm not being a part of that anymore. I didn't really want to do it in the beginning, but when we started the original RDP, Real Deal Preppers, and then we started the Gold and Silver Group, it was just an easy way to reach some of our members and to get information to them. But now it's something that should be, we need to, in my opinion, for me personally, I just needed to remove myself from that. And then Scotty had put together the platform, the social media platform, which I think is very, very important, and this is where we should be. So this is where we are. So for $24 a year, you can be a part of BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Black Talk Radio Community. Very, very important. It's a great social media platform. Also, if you're interested in exchanging some of your cash, your notes, into real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And you can see what's in inventory there. And actually, if you're interested in acquiring real money, even though you may not be paid in real money, you may be paid a slave's wage, you may be paid a note. And a note is just that they promise to pay you, but guess what? All promises can be broken. The one thing about the precious metals is that it doesn't give you a promise. It gives you insurance and assurances. It's guaranteed. As long as it's real, you should be actually saving in that. And we talked a lot about it yesterday as to why you should be doing that. And this is only going to continue to unfold. And you'll see what I'm talking about by what's in the news once we get to that. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And just before you engage in any purchase, make sure you email Wolf, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, that's PACK, 1, the number 1, at gmail.com, just to make sure that someone will take care and make sure that you are actually getting what you want to get, and to explain the overall process, because there is a proper way in which you should be engaging in purchasing the precious metal. They will explain that to you. So that's how you could do that. So with that being said, everyone, we got a Wise Wednesday. We got Brother and Sister Davis in queue, ready to go. And what we're going to do before we do that, we're going to jump into what's in the news. Then we're going to get right into Wise Wednesday. And Brother Davis is going to bring you the importance of nutrition. So let's get into what's in the news. One second. Let me just pull this baby up. Here we go. first article that we posted from Yahoo. Very important article. My commentary on this was laugh out loud. This is all a part of the scam. Dollar hits a 14-year high as Trump fuel bond sell-off resumes. The dollar hit a 14-year high against a basket of currencies on Wednesday as the post-U.S. election sell-off resumed, according to global bond markets, lifting the Treasury yield and attracting investors to the U.S. currency. The Bank of International Settlement this week repeated its view that a strong dollar. But you can read the rest of it there. Let me tell you, this is a facade. This is going to actually hurt you. You, the everyday person, a strong dollar actually hurts you. Why? Because you're in the U.S. currency. The U.S. cash is in a currency war against other currencies of the world, particularly the renminbi or the yuan, and against the the Russian, I can't remember what the Russian currency is, the ruble. The Russian ruble and other, the Iranian rial and a bunch of other currencies. They're all competing with each other. And the one that has the lowest currency wins a currency battle, a currency war. The one that is losing, their overall currency starts to hit all times high. And this is a currency war. You may think by you having a stronger dollar, that means that you are winning the war. In actuality, it's showing that you are losing the war. Here's how it works really quickly. Because you have a strong dollar and the other currencies, dollars are not as strong, it's easier for other nations and they get more for doing business with their, where they can exchange their currency for goods of service or for goods and assets in other currencies and get more for it. While here in the U.S., in order for them to engage in trade with the U.S., they have to compete against a strong dollar, which means it's a tax that they export to the whoever's doing business with the U.S. Oh, the charades and the scam is real, ladies and gentlemen. And these are the things, if you don't know, they can adversely affect you, and they do adversely affect you. But once you start to know and you start to see what's going on, you can strategically position yourself, your family, and our community to benefit. And not only that, to not to be as adversely affected by these obstacles and these ambushes that are going to continue to happen. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article came from Bloomberg. Australia should scrap big denominated banknotes, UBS says. Australia should follow India's lead and scrap its biggest banknotes, UBS Group AG said. Removing large denominated notes in Australia would be good for the economy and good for the banks. UBS analyst led Jonathan Mott said in a note to clients on Monday. Let me tell you, the move towards a cashless society is speeding up. It is speeding up. And this is one of the things that you're going to start to do. And this is going to be the surprise that they're going to spring everywhere at different times. If those in India thought that that was going to be a surprise, which it was, caught a lot of people off guard, but some of them were more prepared than would be here for a lot of different reasons. But this is now the trend, and these surprises are going to spring up everywhere, and they're forced to happen now because they're starting to happen in the emerging economies and the developed nations economy. Let me tell you something. India is the seventh largest economy in the world, and it happened there. This is, don't let them fool you in this whole thing. It's going to happen here, but it's going to happen in a different way as you start to see that this is starting to really spread. And my commentary on this is that people are going to get smashed in a very violent response. Must be the intent of the controllers. They want to do this because it gives them leverage. So check out that article. Next one came from FT, FinancialTimes.com. And Saudi Arabia was basically, let me pull this one up real quick. What happened on this one? Oh man, it messed up. So I'm not gonna. I'll come back to this one, and we'll carry this one tomorrow. Basically, Saudi Arabia was telling the U.S. I can't remember. I'll just come back to it later on. I need to look it up because it didn't post correctly for some reason. I think that's just because FT does not post that way, because you got to have the membership, you know. But I'll reintroduce this tomorrow in the show, because it was very important. So we'll go to the next one. Next one came from Lamestream Media, or what a lot of people call Mainstream Media. And this one, I said in my commentary, the purge will continue. Congressional Clinton probe will go forward post-election, GOP leaders said. This is all a part of the complete setup to what they want to start to unfold globally, regionally, and in your neighborhoods. And this all is tied together. So check out that article. And that one came from like a Fox News. So next article came, this article is from the conservative dailypost.com. And I said, do y'all see what's going on? Excuse me. Do y'all see where this is going? The plan to enslave further is working well. El Chapo cartel within the United States borders have placed $100 million bond on dumps. I mean, yeah, this name dumps head dead or alive. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a complete setup. This is all a part of the agenda that has been scripted, and all of the players and the celebrity figureheads are in place to actually bring about the acts in the different segments of the theatrical delusion that the mainstream and the ones that control the everyday way of commerce and geopolitical events want to unfold. This is all a part of the plan. Now, I want you to just think about this. What is this really saying? The destabilization and instability and the chaos that is going to happen from the different crises are going to be here relatively soon, and they're going to be in a very big way. So check out that article. Read between the lines on this whole thing. Next article came from Yahoo. ICC prosecutors, U.S. forces may have committed war crimes. Yeah, right. From the Netherlands, U.S. forces and the CIA may have committed war crimes by torturing detainees in Afghanistan, the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor said in a report Monday, raising the possibility that American citizens can be indicted, and even though Washington, so check out that article. Now, once again, I said the purge, folks, the purge. This is how the U.S. is going to lose its overall standing globally, and the world is going to divest itself, because that's what it always needed. It needed it in World War One, World War Two, and then in World War Three, that is going to turn into global nuclear war one. Don't you believe them saying that everything is cool right now because they have a new celebrity figurehead that's going to take over, and this celebrity figurehead is more preferred than the other. No, it's all a part of the action. You're going to see this stuff start to play out, and it's really, really playing out in a big way. Next article came from Politico.com, and this one came from Rand Paul. I'll do whatever it takes to stop Bolton from being Secretary of State. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said Tuesday that he is opposed to John Bolton becoming the Secretary of State, and has serious reservations about Rudy Giuliani assuming the same position. He did not rule out filibustering either potential option in an interview with Politico. So check out that article. I'm going to tell you, I may not always agree with Rand Paul, but I tell you this, John Bolton and Rudy Giuliani, excuse me, Rand Paul is absolutely right on this. But this could all be a part of the setup as well, because they are all political figureheads, and they've all, in my opinion, come from the same cloth. So this is a part of the charades. They want to actually always have the good cop, bad cop syndrome going on, so that you will believe in the system, which you shouldn't, in my opinion. Next, today is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis and Sister Davis, and Brother Davis and Sister Davis is going to be talking about the importance of nutrition in today's world, and they will give you the proper title once they come on with that, which we're going to be going to them relatively soon, just before the commercial break, or right after the commercial break, probably just before the commercial break, because we only got a couple of more stories from with what's in the news. So that will be coming up on today's show, Wise Wednesday. Next article came from Acting Man. Gold prices skyrocket in India after currency ban, part two. This is really, really starting to take shape and form, and I didn't want to, and I'm going to cover this definitely tomorrow, about what this really means. And you can see the overall, now people are starting to try to run into real money, but this becomes a problem. The problem is that, one, they can't afford it, and it's not available. You never prepare when things go awry, and that's what most people think, that, oh, I have cash, I'll be able to do whatever. Listen, people in India that weren't prepared for this are getting fleeced, and is going to continue to get fleeced. In Australia, when they do it in Australia, and remember, they've been talking about doing this in the EU, and when they do it in the EU, it's going to get them, and it's going to be forced on the U.S., but it's going to be forced on the U.S. in a different way. If you listen to yesterday's show, you see what I mean by that, in my opinion, how that's going to come about. But when it comes to the U.S., it's going to be far worse than any other country in all of the countries, in my opinion, combined. That's how bad it's going to be here, because the dynamics of everything is far, far worse. So check out that article. Very important. Then we hit a YouTube article in regards to that as well. And another very important thing that's going on, and this one I was just checking out. I will further have more information tomorrow on tomorrow's shows. The Treasury, the monthly Treasury international capital data came out, and I'm going to go over it again. And this is the thing that's so troubling. There are many nations, particularly the ones that hold the most treasuries. For the U.S., they are dumping their cash and their currency very rapidly. It is huge. And there was a record of $375 billion U.S. dollars or treasuries that was dumped by Saudi Arabia and China, and the rest of the world was going to be doing it as well. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how, in my opinion, this is how they're going to get everyone here on the currency dump, just like they did in India. They're going to come and announce it's going to be a surprise. But this time, what's going to happen, the surprise is, it's not going to be that you can't no longer use the currency initially. It's not going to be that. That's going to come. But before that comes, in my opinion, what you're going to see, you're going to get a lot of cash here in the United States, a whole boatload of it, a whole bunch of it, because it will be worthless, because those that are holding U.S. treasuries are dumping them. They don't want them, so it's being returned to the buyer of last resort, you. You need to prepare yourself and your family accordingly for this, because if you don't, you will not be able to survive economically the way that you've been taught to survive economically. That window for you will be closed, and you are going to have to really scramble and salvage yourself in so many different ways, and the adversities are going to be so great, because the momentum against that is going to be significant. It's going to be just like a car going into the ocean. You won't be able to open the doors. You won't be able to open the doors until all of the water fills up the vehicle and starts the sinking process complete, to where it's submerged. This is very critical. But on this side, you being able to open the door to escape will be virtually impossible, because you will be going against the whole global economic weight will be bearing in the other direction. Not going to be able to happen. So we'll take a look at that. But this is very, very important. Many nations are dumping, and the ones that have the most U.S. debt or treasuries are dumping them at a very, very rapid, fast rate. And it's only going to continue until it reaches a precipice where it's going to become a really big problem that you are going to have to deal with directly. So that's what's in the news. And check out those articles. So we got like 5 minutes before we go into the commercial break, and Brother Davis is in queue. We're going to bring Brother Davis and Sister Davis on. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, if you could just hit star to unmute yourself, and I will pass Wise Wednesday over to you.
Hello, brother. This is Brother Davis, and it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, Brother Davis, Brother Davis. Thank you so much for Wise Wednesdays and everything, and everyone is eagerly waiting to actually be fed some good nutritional spiritual food, for that is very, very important. There is another appetite, and there is another spiritual, there's another need that has to be met and nourished, and then overall growth, and that's our spirit, and that's what Brother Davis and Sister Davis, in my opinion, definitely do. So, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Wise Wednesdays is all yours. We got a commercial break in 5 minutes, so you just know. So, everyone, here we are with Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis and Sister Davis.
Hey, brothers and sisters, it's good to have an opportunity to come at you Wise Wednesday again, and tonight I'm really, really going to open some doors, because the night show is originally the idea of my wife. So let me introduce to you my queen, my wife, my business partner, and my friend, Erica. You got this, darling?
Hey, good evening. This is Sister Davis. Can everybody hear me?
You perfectly, no? Sister Davis.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I was driving, actually, and I'm the night driver. Usually when we drive as a team, I'm the night driver. So I drive by the starlight and moonlight, and actually the moonlight's been really beautiful the last couple of days with that super moon. And I was, as I was driving in the darkness, you know, because some of the highways and byways don't have street lights or anything, and when I come onto a dark, dark passage, I generally hit my high beams. And, you know, you kind of open up your eyes a little wider because you have to see in the dark. And when I was then meditating on it, I told my husband, I said, you know, as us going forward with all this that's in the news and the healthcare and the medical and the food, we have to learn to have a seeing in the dark type concept of what's going forward, because it's not always the basic. We have to see through the basic. We have to see through what is into the what is unseen, as far as our food supply, our medical, our business, our jobs, our families. It's just a plethora of things we need to see through the unseen. And that's kind of where we came up, and I started talking to my husband about it, and we were talking about foods, and it just started to erupt, and you know, your heart starts racing and your mind starts pumping, because you want to share all this, because you want other like minds to open up their minds so that they can see in the dark, or just at least be able to pierce the darkness a little bit more than what they have been. And with all this that's coming in the news, you know, every day it's Trump this and Trump that, I don't really even, I mean, I know it's news, I know what's going on, but I'm not concentrating on that. I'm going to see through past all that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I'll give it back to my husband. He has a couple of things he wants to say, and then we'll turn it back and forth, and we'll just take some questions and comments, and we'll just have a family party.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we do want you to understand that seeing in the darkness is not just exclusively to food. If you talk about what's going on in the government, we're seeing in the dark. We talk about what's going on in corporations, we're seeing in the dark. We all talk about the new elected officials, we're seeing in the dark. So before we go to the commercial, I want you to understand, please, have a pencil, piece of paper, be by your phones, have your questions, because this is going to be an opportunity for you to ask a question that you may not get a circle like this in order to put it out there. And the reason why I state it like that is because this is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays. Opportunity presents itself every time Kendo Radio comes on, and this is just another opportunity for us to help you see in the dark. So be prepared when we get back. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Hey, this is the Davis team. We're back on Wise Wednesdays. Now, I want to do a little bit of history, just briefly, about darkness. Now, when I hear the word darkness, I think of two things. One thing I think about is melanin, and that is darkness. That's dark matter, actually. For you all who might know my husband or don't know us personally or haven't seen us visually, he's rather dark skinned. I'm a little more brown skinned, but he's darker skinned. And we started venturing out a couple years ago in some of our teaching and learning that we were doing about melanin and what melanin is. And we read a book by Dr. Africa about melanin. We knew basically what it was, but we didn't have the depth of understanding what it really is as far as black people. Now, they call us black people, but they should call us melanated people, because our pigment is melanated as opposed to a white person or a lighter skinned person that doesn't have as much melanin. So that melanin plays an important part in black people itself. Melanin gives black people superior physical, mental, and spiritual ability. Melanin also refines the nervous system in such a way that it sends messages to the brain and other parts of the body a lot faster. And you've heard it said before that black children, especially like little babies, they tend to mature, crawl, walk, talk a little faster than white babies. Not always, but generally. And that's based basically on the melanin that is in their body. Another darkness that I'd also like to talk about for you Bible scholars, we are basically Maat scholars, but for Bible scholars, I just wanted to mention that in the Bible, in the beginning, it's quoted in the scripture that God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So darkness was first. Darkness was before the light. He called the light into being. Another thing is, even in conception, when the egg and the sperm are united, it's in a dark womb. There's no light in there. So that first second of creation is created in the dark. So we as a people really actually have that vision and that depth of seeing in the dark, because we are from darkness. But of course, as you generate on this world, pretty much, they always want to look at the light as opposed to the dark. But you have to have both simultaneously, light and dark. But I mentioned about the seeing in the dark, because when the lights go out, just say you're sitting in your living room, there's a storm coming, or maybe not a storm coming, but the lights go out. The TV goes off and the lights go out. The first thing you do is you tend to bug out your eyes, thinking, if I open up my eyes wider, I'll be able to see. But if it's total darkness, you still can't see. Most people panic. Their heart starts racing. Oh my goodness, the lights are out. What's going to happen now? So generally, if you calm down, take a deep breath, and just give yourself a second, your eyes will start to resonate and they will start to blend with the darkness. And actually, you will have a type of seeing in the dark. Why? For one thing, if you're in your home and you're in a familiar place, you pretty much know where everything is at. So it shouldn't be that foreign to you. Now, if you're not in familiar places, it's a little more difficult. But generally, if you just calm down and just take a second and let your eyes resonate, they will focus into that darkness. And that's where we want to resonate today, because there's a darkness in everything that we're dealing with, not as a spooky, devilish, dark side. I'm not talking about that type of darkness, because darkness is actually a great thing, and that's what we want to bring to light today.
One of the unique things about being in a situation in which you cannot see, you have to adjust. That's why we're We want you to see this as a plethora of circumstances. We don't want you to see this as being one specific circumstance. Now, the reason why we spoke about nutrition, is because a lot of times we're eating food that we did not make. So we're in the dark about what is in the food as well as how it's going to affect our bodies. Now, you heard my wife talk about a child going through the process of the Creator's plan when you're conceived in a dark space. But when that child reaches the point in which it enters into the world, it is introduced to the food supply. That is why it's so important that we have an understanding and a due diligence about being able to know what we're eating, because while you're pregnant, whatever you eat, your baby's going to consume. And after you're born, after the baby's born, if the baby is a breastfed baby, whatever you eat, the baby's going to consume. So we have to bring you to an area in which you will have the ability to shine the light on your understanding so that you can bring this child through fruition, meaning from the time of birth to the time where it identifies its independence, with a knowledge about food so that you can give the child all of the teachings that it needs. Because, see, you are the child's example. And with these lessons that we're going to try to convey to you tonight, you have an opportunity of operating at the fullest capacity. And every parent has reached a point where you have to ask yourself one time, did I do it right? Did I do it enough? Did I say the right things? Because your child, as they develop, you're always hoping for the best. But all you are is the overseer of the process. You are the example, the first example that the child has. And that's why these lessons, although they may seem to come and slowly and piece by piece, it's like little nuggets of gold. And the more that you stow these nuggets away, they come back around in the maturing process, and you can pull that nugget and apply it in your life. So let me give you back to my wife so she can take you back on the focus that she's projecting.
Once that darkness comes and you have to see in the dark, all of your different body functions and mind functions are heightened. Your hearing is heightened because now you can't see, so you have to hear. You might want to hear if somebody's coming towards you with footsteps or scratching, or what's going on. Is there a knock at the door? Is there a tree limb that's scratching on a window? You're right away, your hearing is the next thing that comes into view, so to speak. Your smelling also heightens. You want to smell. Many people, you can smell before they come. If you were blind or you just close your eyes, sometimes a person that wears the same fragrance, you know that you are amongst them because you can, your sensory of smell will pick up their aroma. Or if you go into a room and there's food being prepared, you know, fried chicken or rice that's cooking or beans that's cooking, right away your smell will take that impulse to your brain, and you'll be able to see the food in your mind even if you don't see it physically. Also, the feeling as far as touching, as soon as the lights go out, your hands go up because you want to feel. Your hands are going to be your eyes for a moment. You want to see if there's something directly in front of you or behind you. So right away you put your hands up to either guard against or guard towards something. Also, your awareness of just being aware. You might become quiet, you might become still, and you wait to see what happens next. Now, for example, especially dealing with food, now I know Brother Dave isn't a big movie buff, but pretty much everybody that's on this call probably saw the movie The Book of Eli. And of course, the surprise at the end is that he was blind the entire time. But the very first scene of the movie, and you don't even know really what's going on. He's kind of like he's in the area where there's ash falling. I don't know if it's a volcano or what, but there's ash falling. He's sitting on the ground and he has a bow, and arrow. And next thing you know, this bow and arrow pierces a cat. and just out of nowhere, you know, the cat's quiet. It's just standing there, and he, you know, this bow and arrow. He shoots this bow and arrow, and it goes into the cat. Now, the next scene, you know, he picks it up and he wipes it off, and then he goes on to eat the cat. Now, once you get to the end of the movie, and you go back and think, well, he just ate his supper without seeing his supper. He didn't see it, even though he might have heard it. Maybe it meowed, maybe just by the crackling of the size of the weight on the leaves. He associated that with some small animal and probably didn't know what it was till after it was pierced and he went and picked it up. But that type of thing is what I'm saying, seeing in the dark. That was nourishment to him. Now, it might not have been nourishment to the average person, but you have to think about the way that movie is staged. He is in a chaotic situation as the movie unfolded. There's another scene where he is walking with the young lady, and he takes the bow and arrow, and he pierces it in the sky, and the next thing you hear, this thing fall, and the girl said, well, what is that? And he said, that's dinner, because he then pierced a bird or eagle. It was a large bird. So that's the type of seeing in the dark we might have to engulf once some of our basic systems come crashing down, if the grid goes down, if the money supply goes down. Yesterday on the call, Brother Scotty and Brother Dave made two great, great points that I'm going to share. Brother Scotty said, he was talking about navy beans, and he said that he went to the store and he got some navy beans, and these navy beans just kind of didn't look like
pinto beans, Sister Davis. Pinto beans.
I'm sorry?
Pinto beans.
Oh, pinto beans. Pinto beans. There was something about the color, something about something that just didn't resonate with him. He was seeing in the dark, so to speak, because he knows what they generally look like. Now they did not look the same, and he had to pierce that darkness as to say, now what is wrong with this picture? Even though he wasn't quite sure, but that's that, having that extra knowledge, that sensory perception, that something was not quite right. Now, they weren't smelling like they were old. They weren't mildewed, as if the can had been opened. They just didn't resonate in his brain the way it should have been. Also, Brother Dave made he said something yesterday that kind of resonated with me, where he was seeing in the dark, where he said, as far as being a consumer, where if he were to go to the store, I think he said, and buy a T-shirt or something, he thinks in his mind, not the value of cash, but the value of silver, of if that shirt was worth the value of silver, not necessarily the cash in his pocket. And I said to myself, that brother was seeing in the dark, because he had to see past the obvious and pierce the darkness. If that is really what he wanted to, you know, he was using the metaphor of buying a shirt, but that's the type of perception of seeing in the dark that we have to do. Now, my husband wanted to make a point. Hold on.
We also have to understand that these are levels of standards that we are exacting in order to decide on this is worthy of whatever my investment is. And that's why it is so important to allow your children to see you go through this transition, because then they're looking at you from a view that you are not aware of. And then when they ask you, you can begin to expose them to the idea or the concept as to why you took the route that you took. And that's why it is so important for us to understand that even though we may not see clearly with the visual sense, we may have a certain clarity and an accuracy applying our other senses. So in turn, we are the example for that child that is watching. And always take the time and answer their questions, because they have to apply this knowledge that they've seen you use when you're not there. So the more clarity you can give them, the more equipped they are put in that situation where they can follow the example. What do you think, Garland?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, because our children, it's really all about our children, because everybody on this call is 30-something, 20-something, 40-something, 50-something, 60-something. But it's really about the children, because they're coming into that next generation. And actually, that's what the powers that be, that's who they really want. We're just kind of going along in the cog for as far as our generation. But the generation that they want is them. And the Trumps and the powers that be, they want all of us to falter, all this chaotic situation to go on, so that they can harness our children. And the harnessing the children is because they are like little power plants. They have, especially if they have, even some of the children that have been exposed to video games and all the ABCs and EFGs that are out there, but still within themselves, they are a power plant. Why? Because they can reproduce. Now, all of us on this phone, like I said, if you're 30, 40, you know, our reproduction might be over or about over, but their children's reproduction have not come into fruition yet. And if they can change the DNA and the basic formation of them, they will then feel as though they have the power. Because especially when I talk about melanin, if you know some of these powers that be that want to live forever, whose organs do you think they're using to live forever with? That, who was the guy who just had his fifth or sixth heart transplant? Rockefeller. No, not, is it Rockefeller? He just had, we saw him on the news that Soros, and Soros, they both have been rejuvenating their bodies with actually body parts of melanated people.
Sister Davis.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yes, ma'am. MBTR community yesterday, just to underline your point, so that people take what you're saying very, very, very seriously. I believe it was Ross, but a member of the BTR community posted an article where they have discovered that the plasma, not your blood, but your blood plasma, this is something I sold out of my arm to, when, you know, money was real tight, to keep Black Talk Radio going. Lots of people sell plasma every day, especially in centers. They found that if they injected old mice that would be the equivalent of about 50 years old, if they injected them with the insulin of human beings, young teenagers, that it rejuvenated their internal organs and improved their memory, the old mice. So now I'm thinking, and as somebody else stated, oh, wow, now we really got to be keeping an eye on our children, because now they done discovered that blood plasma can rejuvenate old bodies.
Yes, Brother Scotty, you know, the sad part about it is that's a negative byproduct of technology. And as we begin to unfold, when I say unfold, I mean as we begin to become more plethorable on the earth, because see, what you don't know is the European race is dying at a very fast rate. So what they're trying to do is reconstruct an artificial system, believing they could put their consciousness into this system, and they could live on through a artificial intelligent system. Now, on the surface, that looks like a highly improbable Frankenstein movie. Because as a child, and remember in our early years, we used to go see horror movies, and that was the concept. Well, now, because of technology, once again, they think they are God, and they think they can make this work. And on every level of their research, it brings them back to us, the chosen people. And believe me, for those of you who do not know, Google bodies being found, dead bodies being found with missing organs. And you will find a plethora of black people that have become victimized by this industry. Once again, we're showing a light in the dark, because these things are only going to get worse as things begin to transition. And when I say as things begin to transition, they've been going over to Egypt, I mean, to India and places like that, literally buying organs. And when they couldn't buy them, they would buy them from the underground. And what the underground does is do a research, find somebody who's got the DNA to match them, and all of a sudden they have a car accident. This is shining light in the dark. Would you like to add something to that, my queen?
Yes, and Brother Scotty is absolutely correct about the plasma, because guess what? I was a phlebotomist. When I first came out of medical school, I was a phlebotomist, and I worked at a plasma center. And I asked specifically, because generally what they do is they put the needle in your arm, they take the blood, which is red, out of your arm, and put it in a bag. Then they take it and put it in a centrifuge, separated the plasma from the red cells. Then they put the red cells back into the person, and they keep the plasma. And then because it's red, it's the plasma that they are taking, not the red cells, you can donate at least twice a week or several times a month, as where if they were taking whole blood from your arm, like when you donate for car accidents and stuff, you can only do that once every 6 weeks, because it takes about 6 weeks to rejuvenate the blood cells that were extracted. But with that plasma, I asked, because I'm a very questioning, where is this going? What does this do? And at that time, one of the big deals that the plasma that they said it was doing, that they were using a plasma for, was burn victims. They would take the gauze, and they would dip the gauze in this plasma, and then wrap burn victims, you know, third degree burns on their body, and saturate their body with these pieces of gauze. Actually, their flesh would regrow. Now, of course, it didn't look, because you've seen burn victims that skin still looks different. I mean, it looks scarred, but the skin still grew. It doesn't visibly look like our skin, but it's skin over their organs, as opposed to not having skin on their flesh. And that was one of the big deals that the plasma, it was used for lots of things, but one of the majority, the higher percentage of the plasma was used for burn victims to regrow skin. So like Scotty was saying, I can understand it rejuvenating mice, and I can understand that. I also read an article that, like Queen Elizabeth, all the hierarchy, they actually, I don't know if I want to say drink blood, but they probably drink that plasma of young adults. And there was a big scandal that, you know, as soon as the powers that be come amongst young people, these young people disappear. And it's starting to make sense. In the beginning, when you heard the little pieces, you know, here and there, didn't make sense. But now you're starting to see the total picture. Also, I do know that the Achilles heel, behind your Achilles heel, that tendon that's right behind your heel, has the most concentrated percentage of plasma in a melanated person's body. And that is something that they love to take. Now, especially if people who have people who are diabetic, you know how they go into the hospital for a little scar on their foot. The next thing, they don't have no foot, no limb from the knee down. That could be some conspiracy trying to get that little piece of tendon. And you know the story of the mythological story of Achilles' heel, where, you know, his parent dipped him in this vat of water, a magical potion, to make him live forever. But she didn't want to hold him by his hand, because then his hand wouldn't have been dipped. Didn't want to hold him by his leg, so she held him by his Achilles tendon, his heel. She dipped him into the water, or this magical potion, but he did die because an arrow pierced that tendon, and that's how that person died, because evidently what she was dipping him in was something that make him live forever. But there's a lot of little stories that are kind of mixed up there together. I often, from the very beginning, when I used to watch the I don't watch it too much anymore, but the Mari show, when all those deities and mamas would use their DNAs to see who the baby daddies are, who the baby mamas are, I always said they are storing that DNA so that they know who is what and who is healthy. Once you get DNA cells, you can see the whole DNA chain with type of diseases they have, with diseases they don't have. And I always said that they were using that that type of show to get a billions of black men, especially, DNA from that blood, because as soon as they take that vial of blood, oh sure, it can tell you who the baby's daddy is, but they can also tell you who the generations of that person's blood and DNA is. And later on, if that person comes up missing because they're the right blood type, they're the right body type, they have the right type of cells in their body, if they turn up missing, you already gave them the roadmap. So those are just things that I think that it's important that we need to use to see in the darkness. And as, now let's just go back to the power of, did you want to add something else before we go back to the power of food?
Yeah, I think we should hold that to after the break. We're coming up on a break, but I do want to point out this. For those people who don't know, the average black body is worth $387,000 when it comes down to all of the organs and all of the attributes of it. And believe me, your skin is just as valuable as some of the other organs. The sad part about it is when these young brothers are out here in the street and they become victimized by an accident or maybe an act of violence, when they're going to the hospital, whatever organs they have that are functional or savable are removed. And this isn't just hearsay. You can go online. There's a undertaker on there, and he's called the Muslim Mortician. And he's telling you that he gets these bodies. And when he gets these bodies, it's skin. And half of the skin is colored, because what is inside the body, in most cases, is paper. So therefore, you really never get the essence of the person back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother and Sister Davis bringing you Shining a Light in the Dark on here on Wise Wednesdays. And we encourage you to pick up your phones, ask these questions, because these are the questions that literally are sitting on the edge of a whole lot of other people other than you. And we have just got to the first, at the end of the first hour. So I want to take this time to encourage you. This is Black Talk Radio. You're not getting it anywhere in the world, and we need the resources that you can give to us so that we can keep bringing you this type of information and you can be prepared as time goes on, because these things may be happening right in your neighborhood. Because in Chicago, they had a undertaker up there that literally had 35 different organs in his facility that were packaged for black market sale. So wake up, my brothers and sisters. We're here bringing you some information you could use. This is Brother and Sister Davis here on Wise Wednesdays, bringing you Shining a Light in the Dark. And believe me, this is a joy and an act of love. So we'll return after the commercial. And please, be by your phones, have your questions, have a pencil and a piece of paper, because I'm also going to give you other information about what's on YouTube that you can go and find out. So I look forward to hearing from you. Pick up your phones and call. This is Brother David coming to you for Wise Wednesday. Is that my phone or your phone there?
No, that was somebody else. I got it, Brother Davis. You're tuned in to Tando Radio Show on this Wise Wednesday with Team Davis. Pick up the phone. Give us a call with your questions or comments by dialing 866-510-9025. That's 866-910. Excuse me, 866-510-9025. And you can hit us up also at uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. You will be muted upon entry. When you have a question or comment, hit **, and that will open up your mic, and Brother Dave will get you. We'll be right back on the other side again of this quick break.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
I'm
tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Hello, hello, we're back. This is the last hour for Wise Wednesdays. Now, I want to go over, let's go back to basically the theme of the show was based on seeing in the dark, but also talking about nutrition. A couple years ago, my husband and I, we started on this bandwagon of holistics, actually. And holistics is basically the study of everything that deals with the body and the mind and the spirit. So we're talking food, water, soil, air, environment. It's the whole gamut. So a couple years ago, we started, we stumbled onto a website called Unhealthy Earth. That's kind of really where it kind of got us all started. And it talked about the chemtrails and the water supply and the fluoride and the in the toothpaste and in the water, and that's kind of got us on that bandwagon. Well, we also discovered a website called Responsible Technology, and the curator to that website is Dr. Jeffrey Smith. And that, boy, when we ran into that, that was really a connect the dot moment, because we could see where the food supply was changing, the different diseases were changing, and everybody seemed to be sick. There was cancer everywhere. We just didn't know. We needed something to help us connect the dots. When we ran into that website, that started connecting the dots. Responsible Technology is a very easy, user-friendly, because it's a complicated knowledge, but he breaks it down as best he can in layman's terms. But it talks about the origin of GMOs, how it was formed, where it came from, why it's in production, what it's doing, how it's mutating, and it's the horror movie of all horror movies. That's kind of where the Frankenstein fruit and Frankenstein foods have all kind of started. But a lot of people think that this is something that's just been the last 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 years. But it started in 1996, I believe, something like in the mid-90s, where actually the short story, it's a longer story, but I'm going to give you the short story. Someone had the great idea that because of insects that would eat the weed and the corn, someone came up with this bright idea. Instead of spraying insecticide on the foods, let's put the insecticide into the DNA of the food so that when the bugs eat the food, they die, or they can't reproduce and they die. So the premise of it would be you have less bugs. Well, might sound good, but that whole situation started to mutate, because that is what they did. They started putting the glycosate, the first generation of the glycosate and the different chemicals of pesticides into the DNA of wheat and corn. So then it looked like a regular ear of corn, but when the insect would eat it, would pierce it, it would infect their stomach, the insect's stomach. It would make their stomach explode, and the insect would die. Well, if you think about it, years later, that's what's happening. It still has mutated now. That basic process to kill those bugs is in our food supply. If you notice that generally most people have bowel disease, stomach disease, heartburn, things that are inner organ connected, the leaky gut, the celiac disease, all of that's kind of based on the foods that we're eating, and it's almost in all the foods, because corn, if it isn't in cornmeal, it's in corn syrups, it's in corn oils, and if it's not in the corn level of it, it's on the wheat side. And now with they did two things to the wheat, actually. They did this DNA thing to make it so that the pesticides are in the DNA, and also what they did is they figured, well, let's give the wheat more power, so to speak. Let's shrink the basic size of wheat from 10 feet tall to 3 feet tall so that we could get more yield, and it created a stronger, more powerful wheat itself, the actual wheat kernel. Well, it's not a kernel, but it's the wheat the actual wheat. And I call it wheat on steroids. So whenever you eat anything that has wheat or wheat, a component of wheat, you're getting like 20,000 extra byproducts and more of a, it's on steroids. It's just been, there's no other way to explain it. It's just been concentrated down, and it is so much more high power. Well, when that little wheat gets into your food supply and gets into your gut, between the corn infecting your system and the wheat infecting the system, that is the basics of all these problems with the cancers and the bowel diseases, the colon cancers, all of that is tied together. Then, of course, we eat for taste, generally, and not for nutrition. So you're eating all the things that have that wheat, the wheat or the corn base. And in that, it's causing a plethora of diseases. The children are getting the diseases based on cakes and pies and pastries. And then now there's a something else called gluten that has been thrown into the mix, which gluten is a binder that's made of chemical composition of garbage. And it's kind of like a little bit of wheat, a little bit of corn and starch, and it's a binder. That also, so you have a triple, triple threat, I would say. The wheat, the gluten, and the corn. All that together in our food supply is what's killing us, absolutely, positively killing us.
And we fail to realize that a lot of the times we're hearing about it every day and don't even think about it. How about you ever see somebody taking a pill and you say, oh, what's that for? Maybe a close friend or family member. Oh, I take this for my high blood pressure. That's one of the problems. Oh, what's that for? Oh, I have diabetes. That's one of the problems. See, we fail to realize how to connect the dots in the industry that's focusing on bringing a destiny to our dinner plate. What is destiny? Destiny ultimately is death. Because literally, how many people do you know who had heart disease and as a byproduct? How many of you people who out here who feel like they're living a life that is comfortable to have the income that's coming in? This hit my home personally. I had a cousin. My cousin was making $160,000 a year. Then he went up to $500,000 a year. Then he was up almost to $1 million a year. He was going to Super Bowls and everything, but he was living on that level of life. So he was getting bigger and bigger. Well, one day he called my house and he said, you know, let me speak to your wife. And my wife and him were always close, so I had no problem with that. I mean, he fell in love with my wife. He said, I'm never happy to my cousins. You let me know. So he called my wife and he said, Eric, he said, can you pray for me? And she said, what do you mean, can I pray for you? He said, well, I have what's called a swollen heart. And another byproduct. See, we don't understand that these things are out here and they're functioning on us making decisions that are not focused on what is best for our quality of life. Now, to make a long story short, he's gone now. He died about 6 weeks later. And the sad part about it was, although he was living the life that he always dreamed of, he never realized that the very thing he was doing was going to kill him. We have to understand that when we stop and we start to go out and get something to eat, we are in the dark as to what is in that. You've gotten a quick synopsis tonight of some of the things that are in it. So now you can see in the dark. You can make better decisions. And that's all we want to do, is empower you. Because when you're empowered, your example will learn from you.
On the website responsibletechnology.org, there is a bunch of videos, but there's a video called Genetic Roulette. And you know the word roulette means, just as soon as you hear the word roulette, you think of a gun and you think of bullets in a chamber, and you're playing this game that, okay, let's shoot the bullet, put the bullet to her head, shoot the gun, and you're playing tiddlywinks with if there's a bullet in the chamber and you're going to die or not. So that's just the premise of the word roulette that most people can relate to. Well, it's called genetic roulette. And when you see this video, it's not long, it's about an hour, you will classify everybody and yourself who have different medical issues. You will see the stomach issues, the lung issues, the heart issues, the mind issues, all the dementia. You'll see all of it come full circle based on the GMOs, the glyphosates, the weed on steroids, the gluten. You'll be able to connect the dots. It's horrifying when you realize that this was a man-made Frankenstein movie to kill us, to kill the, you know, now the elite aren't eating at McDonald's. The elite don't eat anything that's not elite, believe me. They don't eat what we eat. They don't drink what we drink. If they could breathe, you know, when they go in their homes, they might be piping in special air because they don't do as the common man does. But for us, what we have to do is educate people. Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to live on an island and grow our own foods and don't breathe the air and don't drink the water. I mean, that's, we can't do that either. But what we can do today is start reading labels, start seeing what's in the food, making better choices, at least being aware that there's a choice out there. You can get food that they say is not GMOs, that they're called organic, but now you have to reach the, you have to research the organic to make sure it's organic. Or you could, you know, plant your own, you know, do your little backyard garden. Now, you might not be able to feed your whole family on that backyard garden, but as you introduce the better foods, one of the things you want to do is raise the immune system. The immune system is sort of like the army. The bigger the army, the more protection you're going to have as far as the country. So what you want to do is you want to build that immune system as best you can, because all the glyphosates and all the negative GMOs, all of that is actually killing the army. That's what they want to do. If they can bring the army down where there's an open door, that's where the diseases will come through. So we can build that immunity up. Dave has talked about it, especially like on RDP and all of that and prepping. You know, you need to have your essential oils. You need to have your vitamins, some supplements. There's a lot that you can do, but you got to do something. You can't just sit and act like it's just not going to manifest. It's just not going to happen. You're going to continue going to the grocery store. You should see me when I go to the grocery store. It's you would not want to go grocery shopping with me, because for one thing, I have to set aside time, because I already know I'm going to read every label. Let me tell you, if I go to the grocery store and don't bring my glasses, I'm not buying. I'm going back out to get the glasses so I can read the fine print, because I'm not eating nothing that I can't see inside, you know, see what it says. And you better just, you have to take for granted that what they're saying is in it. But if it has a whole paragraph that's 20, 30 words, and I'm looking at a cupcake that's smaller than my hand, I'm not eating that. It doesn't make sense that it has that many ingredients. It just doesn't make sense. Think about it. Read the labels. If you can't pronounce it, now some of the natural foods do have long words, but generally, rule of thumb, if it has four or five syllables, God didn't create it. That's how I look at it. Because God created milk and cream and sugar and the basic needs of your body. He didn't create monogluconate, salimate, you know, he just didn't create that stuff. So what you want to do is just start reading the labels. I went one day and we were talking about babies, because babies and children are my just my love. So and generally when I, you know, when our children were born, I breastfed the babies as long as I could, and then we went into foods and baby foods and solid foods, and generally I made my baby foods or they ate off my plate or whatever. I didn't really buy a lot of store-bought stuff. But the next time you're in a grocery store, everybody on this call, go to the baby section, pick up Similac, pick up any of the Similacs, Infamils, any of that baby formula in a can, and read the ingredient. You will look at the ingredient and you will say to yourself, this is what we're giving a child the first days of their life. The first four or five ingredients is sugar. It's not even milk. It's not even a milk component. It's just gook. I mean, it's just amazing what we're feeding our children. And generally, the first 3 to 5 ingredients that you see are the main ingredients. And when you look at Similac, milk or milk byproduct isn't even one of them. It's corn syrup. It's I was going to bring it up. Soy meal. It's a witch's brew of garbage, and that's what we're feeding our children. And then we wonder by the time they're 2 and 3 years old, they won't sit down. Their mind concept has left them. The poor little kids that do make it through, God love them, they've made it through with all that garbage in their system. But just think how much more powerful their bodies would be if they just had basic food, just absolutely positively the basic foods. Now, even Dr. Sebe, who has passed away, he even talked about making formula with almonds, almond milk, rice milk, just not even milk, not even a cow's anything, you know, because our bodies don't require animal products. Some people feel as though they do, but actually the body does not require it. It has acquired it over the years because that's what we have been put in front of. But actually your body can flourish without human meat. Well, not human meat, but animal meat. But now human meat, yeah, some of the cannibalism will probably come back to dawn upon humanity because of the powers that be. But let me pause a minute. My husband wants to add into this because he is fierce on this topic.
Yes, we have to understand that we come from two different natures, okay? Let me give you a quick understanding. We come from hot climates. What happens in a hot climate, there's a lot of vegetation, there's a lot of natural things growing that can be eaten. And Europeans come from cold climates. What is basically in cold climates? Rocks and mountains and snow. So literally, we come from two diametrically opposed lifestyle cultural dynamics. Now, in the wintertime, we never really had that experience because literally in the wintertime, it's still sustained degrees of 80 and 90 degrees in the warm temperatures that we were in. But in their environment, it was entirely different. So a lot of times, they didn't have food to last all winter. And when they didn't have food to last all winter, they still had to eat. So it came down to the weak or those who were struggling to survive after the animals are gone. But here's the reality. They don't mind death as a solution. You understand that? Just think of the philosophical concept of death as a solution. We never had that concept where in the warm climates because we were brought up to have an old person in the village or in the family meant that you had a library, a plethora of history that you could tap into at any moment. That's why they have no value for history. I'm just trying to give you a quick synopsis. Getting back to the type of drugs and the chemicals that they're putting in the food, you know, have you noticed a plethora of ED commercials? Well, the reason why is because of the same things. These are all connected. And for those of you who aren't familiar with ED, it's erectile dysfunction. Now, here's the catch-22. I was talking to a friend, and this friend was informing me that nowadays there are more people under 30 using Viagra than people over 60. And here's the catch. The more people over 60 that are using it are trying to go back to younger women and find themselves victimized by the fact that they cannot perform without this drug in their system. And here's the catch-22. Anytime you use or overuse a drug, your system becomes acclimated. So therefore, when your system becomes acclimated, it requires you to use more of that drug to the point where it does not work. That is called addiction. We must be informed about all of our decisions because addiction covers every level of life. Now, we're coming into this here last half hour, y'all. Get on your phones because I'm going to tell you something. We're about to expose a bunch of different things on YouTube that you can go to and visually sit back and look at. They got one on there that tells you about a nine-month-old from time the chick is born to a time the chick is adult. It takes them 9 months naturally. They're doing it in 49 days now. So you get the dynamic here. They're doing it in 49 days. So whatever's perpetuating that chick to hen process, when you fry that bad boy or you roast that bad boy, whatever that process is that they use on that chick to get them to grow so fast is in the chicken that you're eating. Look at our children. Remember when a 13 and 12-year-old girl looked like they were just entering a stage where they can identify that they're going to be maturing in other levels, in other physical areas? Well, now that's happening at 7 and 8 years old. And it's not happening with the natural process. It's not happening because of the chemicals that they are putting in the foods today to literally soup up the process. And it's not helping when you're dealing with a child that looks like they're 16 and you ask them and they're 12, but yet they like the attention. Their minds are not mature enough to handle the development in which their stages that they are. This is the Davis Team on a Wise Wednesday. We are bringing you light into the darkness. And the reason why is because all of these areas in which there is darkness, there's a way to bring light into it. And these are just a few. And we want you to understand they're just a few. And the more that you expose or you experiment in your own life, you will find that there are many more. Dave, is there any cause or at all? Well, if there's no cause, let me go back to my wife.
I just want to team up on a couple years ago. I'm a dreamer. I tend to have, I'm not going to say I'm prophetic or anything like that, but if I have a dream and there's certain elements in that dream that lead me to understand it's an important dream that I need to remember, let's put it that way. Generally, I dream in black and white most days. But if I dream in vivid color, that means that that is vivid. I need to pay more attention to. And in this dream, I saw myself outside somewhere, and I was digging in the ground, and I kept saying, I'm looking for minerals. I'm looking for minerals. I'm looking for minerals. And I'm digging, and like my hands, my nails were all full of dirt, and I'm digging viciously in the ground. And so when I woke up, I was like, minerals, okay. So in my mind, you know, I'm thinking gold, silver, you know, that kind of thing. That was just the thing that came into my mind. Oh, was I mining for gold, you know, digging, thinking I was going to find gold and in their hills or so. You know how your mind just kind of wanders. And I kind of put it on the back shelf. I thought about it, but then it just didn't resonate anymore, and I left it alone. But then as I started doing this holistic approach, I started understanding the importance of minerals in the body. And then that's where, like, the spirit kind of said, it kind of hit me on the head. That's the minerals that I was looking for in the ground. I was thinking more of a gold or a silver type of mineral, which, of course, are minerals and very precious. But this type of mineral was even more precious. Now, I think, Dave, are we coming up on the break?
We got 7 minutes, Sister Davis, okay, before
okay.
the break.
I'll go ahead with this then, and I'll just start. I'll kind of start this prelude then. So, of course, you know, you're taking vitamins and supplements, you know, and you're reading the bottles, and you see the long list. It has all this vitamin A, vitamin B, D, E. You know, you see all that. Some of you know, some of it you don't know. And I just kind of said, well, you know. We started taking a multivitamin that I felt was pretty good on a high, you know, it isn't one a day or a Centrum or anything. It's up the level from that. And I felt pretty good about it. And over the years, my husband and I, you know, of course, you want to bring our immune systems up. We kind of want to lose some weight and, you know, just make ourselves more healthy, kind of practicing what we're preaching. So I was noticing that we were trying to lose weight, and we were just like not losing weight. We weren't really gaining weight, but we really weren't losing weight. And I'm looking, I'm reading labels, and I'm eating a lot of vegetables, well, basically all vegetables because we're vegetarian, and I'm not doing a lot of cooking oils or frying. Like, what's the issue here? Why are there's a missing element here? Well, I had heard this video probably a couple years ago, but you know how when things don't line up, when you're not ready to understand, you just don't. But then once it resonates again, that's the missing link. I listened to a video called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And in listening, actually it was on one of my midnight shows that I listen to as I drive. Then I went into the website and I listened to it again. And this was the missing link that I felt that we were missing. I was looking at basically with the damages of all the GMOs and all of the GMOs and the glyphosates and the weed and all of that issues. But then once we're putting stuff into our body, we're so deficient on certain foods and minerals and vitamins. So in listening to this guy, just generally, he is a veterinarian. Did thousands of he saw in the veterinarian world all the animals getting sick, you know, same as humans, you know, because they're eating the same foods, the same air, the same water, and people's livestock were dying, and they didn't understand where there was a missing link, what was going on. He noticed that a lot of the cattle, they were like grinding on rocks, they were eating the barn doors.
Yeah, call just like, cute, Sister Q, Sister Davis, just so you know, sorry.
Do you want to hold until after the break?
The caller from Texas, just hold on. We'll come to you after the break. Go ahead, Sister Davis. I just wanted to let you know.
And so, long story short, this particular veterinarian started realizing that these animals were mineral and vitamin deficient, because then even a person sometimes will eat dirt or clay. You know, once your body takes over a craving for a certain mineral, it will go crazy until it receives that. So he noticed that the horses and the cattle were eating inanimate objects to get the minerals. So he was doing these autopsies on these thousands of animals to try to find this missing link of what was going on. And then he also was asked to do thousands of autopsies on cadavers to see where's this missing link. And lo and behold, it was the vitamin and the mineral systems were just depleted. They were absolutely depleted. Now, some people will say, well, you know, I eat vegetables, green leafy vegetables and everything. But he went even deeper. He realized that the ground was deficient of all these minerals as a whole, as a universe. It's just not there anymore. I remember Dave once saying about gold and silver, that all the gold and silver that's in the universe is already here. It's not going to manifest by itself. It's not going to... Remember, Dave, you were talking about that. It's not going to recreate itself. What is here is here.
The earth can't produce it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's, once it's gone, it's gone. Whether or not it's in somebody's vault, vat, pocket, wherever. Once it's gone and mine, it's gone. It's just not going to recreate itself. And that's important to understand, because a lot of people have a concept that things come and go and recreate, you know, because you don't know that they don't. I guess because money is recreated all the time when they just put it on a printing machine and create more. So everybody has that concept. Oh, you need something, you just create more. But it doesn't happen like that. And with these extreme minerals, they are not in the ground. They are just not in the atmosphere. Dave, are we coming up on it? My husband's giving me a signal.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
So in my dream, I was digging and looking for these minerals. So when I heard that dead doctors don't lie, and this brother, he breaks it down to a fine science of understanding that these minerals are not in the ground. They are, and the reason that they're not in the ground, one of the basic reasons is because when the electricity started in April, and I wrote the date down because he said the date, it's April 9th, 18... I wrote it down. Where's my notes here? 18-something. What's the date? 1880. And New York City, the first power plant went into fruition. The Pearl Street power plant went into fruition. So everybody had lights and that type of new energy. So they stopped their wood stoves, and they stopped all the basic, the coal burning. That basic way of life started to change. It started to migrate into the electrical new world of technology at that time. So with that being said, generally, if you remember, people who burn wood, or they had a wood stove or coal, you know, coal from down in the basement, you bring the ashes out. generally what you did is you recycled your ashes. You took your ashes and you did one of two things. If it was winter time, you put it on the sidewalk so that it would melt the ice and the snow. And generally what you did is you put it in the garden as fertilizer. That's the concept of what it was for back then. You know, you take these ashes and you just recycle them into the garden. You put them in a bowl, a big bucket, and you would use it for your ice and snow, because it did give you some traction on the concrete. And once that traction was on the concrete, of course it would rain and it would go back into the water system and it would go back into the earth system. So you were getting a constant rejuvenation of minerals. Now, those minerals came from trees that were in the earth, got all the minerals from years past up through the roots of the tree that grew the tree. They cut the tree down. They used that tree as wood when they recycled those ashes. Coal. Oh, my husband's giving me a signal. Is it time to go to break?
Yes.
Okay, this is Brother David from Wise Wednesdays. Yes. Come on, give us a call.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show on this Wise Wednesday with Brother and Sister Davis. Sister Davis, just hold on to that. You know you have a caller in queue. Everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation with Brother and Sister Davis, give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Sister Davis, are you ready to take – you got two callers in queue. Are you ready to take some of the callers?
Yes, I'll go back on my mineral thing in a minute. But, yeah, let's go ahead and take the call.
I hope everyone really pay attention to what Sister Davis is about to say about that point, and she will get back to that, because that's a very, very important point. So let's go to this the first caller. This caller's from Texas. Welcome, caller from Texas. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Sister Davis on this Wise Wednesday?
Okay, this is Brother Jam calling. Hello, Sister Davis and Brother Davis, Brother Ren, Scotty.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Peace.
Everything's good, man. My question today is, okay, I don't know if anyone ever experienced, but maybe it's just me. Whenever I have, like, a massage and the person knows what they're doing and transferring their energy into my body, I can feel, like, the heat from the hand, but then another reaction happens where I can feel, like, the energy going straight to my brain. What I'm thinking is the pineal gland is opening up. Sometimes it puts me in sleep, or is it put me into another mode of thought? I'm going to see what your thought is at. Then my last question is, does anyone know what's going on with the Smith Cloud outside of our galaxy? I was having a conversation with Brother Jerry Hayes the other day, and I was thinking, supposedly, if it did ever pick up speed and kind of went further into our galaxy, what could happen? And that's all I have to say. I'm going to mute myself and listen to what you have to say.
Okay, well, this is Brother Davis. I'm going to take the first question in reference to the energy transference. Now, one of the unique things that about the human body is that we have what's called a natural energy. And that sometimes is considered to be electromagnetic energy. The Chinese call it qi. Okay, and the Indian in India, they have a specific word for it too. But what in that transference process, when your body is literally had hands laid on it, there is a natural mechanism that takes place because of you being energy, touching energy. There's a transference that takes place. Now, when you're getting massage, it's working on the natural organs of your body. Now, what makes massages so unique is that they can target certain areas. Once that energy is in your body, depending on your level of development, can literally have that energy go or be drawn to different places. Or maybe it can have to do with the strength of the organ that is drawing the energy. But neither of these here are beyond the understanding of the individual that's doing the research required for them to have a connection. But understand, in every situation, the connection is important, because sometimes your mind, because of the power that it possesses and having control over the whole system, directs that energy. So is your question beyond the realm of possibility? Absolutely not. But in reality, that's a development that you will have to undertake through, once again, meditation or some sort of discipline in order for you to open up the meridians and the channels in your body in order for your energy to flow. And the more that you look into just those words that I've said, you'll have a greater understanding of how your body is like a great big superhighway. And it's literally transferring energies to wherever the energy is needed in the body. And my wife will take the answer to the second one.
And, brother, I just want to piggyback a little bit on what he said. One thing about getting these massages, you have to also be very cautious of who is giving the massage, because just like, maybe not in your case, but I'm just saying generally, they could also take your energy from you. And I think, Brother Dave, we've talked about that on, I think, with RDP and some other conversations before. They're called energy vampires. Some people are very in tune to other conscious people that are walking around, you know, and they can see that, or they can sense that maybe your pineal gland is opening, you have a little bit more consciousness than somebody else, and they might come in the back door saying, oh, you know, yeah, I'm a masseuse, and I do Reiki, and I do all this and that, and they taking what you have, as opposed to giving what you think they're giving. So you do have to be cautious. That's a two-sided street or a two-sided door, because people will enhance and take what they think you have or they know you have. And you have to be very, very careful. All these little masseuse places that are up and running and Reiki places, some of these people are not who you might think they are. And now, if it's a close person, somebody that you know has some knowledge, by all means, but be very cautious, because they can take a lot from you and really leave you with nothing. So I just want to bring that out there. And about your celestial question, yes, there is a lot of stuff going on in the cosmos. These super moons, there's energy, there's Nibiru, there's some other little objects and things going on. And I think, hey, Brother Dave, can we get Chico Stick on one of these calls that really can get deep into some of this celestial stuff that's going on? I have a lot of knowledge, but I'd like to team it up with him. Do you think we could get him to come on the show, Brother Dave?
Oh, Chico Stick would love to come on and talk about that with you and Sister Davis and Brother Davis. Yes, I will definitely reach out to Chico Stick, because that's when he loves that, and so I think that'd be the perfect person, because as you know and we know that there's a lot, and as Jambone knows, there's a lot that's going on in our universe.
Right, and I don't want to team up by myself. We just need a collective minds before we really tap in, because a lot of it is positive, a lot of it is negative. There's a lot of naysayers out there that act like ain't nothing happening. But I think that question from this brother should be saved to another date with a two-hour forum, because it's a two-hour answer to really bring everybody up to speed, because there is a plethora of stuff going on. and the cosmos that are affecting our minds, bodies, souls, foods, all of that. And I think we need to set aside time just for that. But if we could maybe take the other call. And brother, I appreciate your second call about the cosmos, but I think we need to save that to where we can dedicate more time to that, because that's a 2-hour show.
Yeah, and Jambo, when we do have that, and when we have that, I think you should be a part of that as well, because there's a lot that you also have done a lot of spiritual searching in that as well. And I think that'd be, Sister Davis is absolutely right, and I will definitely reach out to Chico Stick. Thanks, Jambone. Great, great questions as always, and much love, much respect. We got another caller, Sister Davis and Brother Davis. 1 second, I mean, and this is going to be from New Jersey. Brother from New Jersey, you're on with Sister and Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. What is your question or comment for Team Davis?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave, Brother and Sister Davis. This is Ross. How are you doing?
What's up, bro?
Greetings. Greetings. It's an honor to speak to you, Sister Davis. I've heard such incredible things about you, and I've heard you a few times on the program, so it's wonderful to be able to talk to you directly this evening. Just a powerful discussion, as every Tando radio show and every Wise Wednesday is. A lot of what you said just resonated very deeply when you were discussing melanin. One thing you brought to my mind is the fact that melanin plays a highly crucial role in orchestrating the development of the fetus in the womb, and without it, it just can't happen. So when you were talking about the different properties of melanin via Dr. Africa, it just triggered that memory for me, because I did an essay kind of talking about the black woman as God, and it was an essay that I wrote in dedication to Dr. Ben. So the moment you started talking about that, that was like the first thing that popped up in my mind. And there's a great book by Dr. Richard King called Melanin, A Key to Freedom, which also gets into how black people can utilize melanin to unlock the higher aspects of their spiritual consciousness and in order to grow. So I just wanted to touch on that. And when you were discussing darkness and dark matter, that was a very powerful discussion. It also made me think of the hieroglyph that represents Ra in the Kemetic pantheon. And that hieroglyph itself is basically just the symbol of the circle with the black dot in the middle, is indicative of the fact that light itself comes from darkness. When the Kamar talked about the creation of the universe, they speak about Ta basically uttering into the void of the universe, and that creating the Big Bang, which itself was light. And when you look at the black dot in the middle, that would be symbolic of dark matter and the deity, God itself. And the whiteness within the circle would indicate the universe, which is light, what is visible to the human eye. And the fact that that blackness not only birthed the light, but it orchestrates everything that is visible. And of course, the circle would be the outer reaches of the universe itself. So it was something that was just very, very powerful in regards to the function of melanin and how important it is as far as the orchestration and direction of the life force. It's also indicative of the microcosm as far as the human body, where the dot in the center would be indicative of each individual human's aspect of the creator that we share in, that what they call that drop in the ocean of consciousness. And of course, that circle would be indicative of the human body and the fact that the deity is in control of all of the different functions of the human body, which would be encompassed in that circle as well. So I just find this to be a very deeply spiritual and profound conversation. And when Scotty brought up the article that I posted about human plasma, I just wanted to say, when I work in the medical field in insurance, and I was I've been studying quite a bit about the theft of organs. And from what I found, the human body, especially black people, we are worth up to at least $2 million on the black market when it comes to theft of organs and body parts and blood. Exactly. And all of these different things. And literally, like, up to $2 million you can make off of a deceased black human being. And also, what you were describing when you were describing the European royalty and other Europeans, that they would drink blood, they would bathe in it, and basically that was the origin of vampirism, where we get that the whole concept of being a vampire. There's a great book written by Richard Sugg called Mummies, Cannibals, and Vampires that gets really deep into the history of Europeans. I mean, literally, he talked about them wholesale taking body parts off the battlefield, where, you know, they would be in wars and you would have citizens running out into the battlefield chopping body parts off of dead and dying soldiers to take home to eat. So this is something that's been something that has been happening for thousands of years, dealing with Europe itself and the things that they've done, not only to themselves, because they started doing it to themselves first before they started doing it to everyone else. But this conversation is deeply profound. Again, it is an honor to talk to you again, and peace and love to you all. Thank you, and I'll meet my line.
Oh, brother, I really appreciate all the kind words. But, yes, you brought it all full circle, absolutely full circle. You know, talking about Ra and the hieroglyphics, I mean, yes, you brought it all full circle of the ancestral knowledge. That's why I teamed it up a little bit with some Bible knowledge, because some people don't understand the ancestral knowledge such as we do. Not that, you know, not that they don't want to understand, they just might be not have been exposed to it. So that's why I brought in, you know, that God said, let there be light, because there was darkness. And it's really deep, because when you look at that scripture, when he's standing, when they're talking about the void, where is God standing? He's not at, you know, that's a whole other thing. Because a lot of people, when they hear that, they're, you know, God is creating, in that biblical sense, which is just the biblical sense, when he is calling forth the light, there's already darkness. But where is he in the aspect of that? Because he's not neither dark nor light. But that's, I ain't gonna go in there, but that's a rabbit hole in itself. But yes, the darkness was first, and then that's why they want to make the powers that be, they try to make, they flip-flop everything that's positive to negative. They want you to think the darkness is bad, but the darkness is good. The darkness is first. The melanin people were first. The darkness of the cosmos was first. The darkness of the, even the darker berries, the darker fruits are first. I mean, it's darkness. You know, we got to go back to every darkness to understand where we are as a people, and how the powers that be just don't want us to understand. If the average black woman, if the average black man just had just one tenth of the knowledge that how much they are worth, like you said, even their body parts, but even their mind, their body, their spirit, if they had one iota to understand what they were worth, you know, we would be able to stop all this madness, all this madness. But of course, the powers that be want to keep us, you know, unknowledgeable, ununderstanding. They talk everything backwards. That was, you know, everything that's negative, they flourish on it. They just want to corrupt our minds into thinking that it's not true. But as we have researched, and brother, like you have researched, because you are a plethora of knowledge also, it is absolutely positively true. I mean, this is a good show. I mean, not just the show on Wise Wednesday, but all the shows, weekly, daily, monthly, yearly. I mean, they are all painting a powerful, powerful picture. And like brother Dave and brother Scotty, we just have to reach every melanated person to give them the understanding, so that each one teach one.
Hey, Sister Dave.
Okay. Go ahead. Come with your question.
Real quick. Okay. Real quick. You know, when I read that, and there is, they talk about the void. And you know what I always have been taught that the void was?
What's
the
that?
Void was that the darkness. And that void was, it was voided of corruption. And then the illumination brought in the corruption. That's just something that, and I don't want to get too much into it, but I think that you all can see what I mean by that. It was perfect, and then there was the void, right? The darkness was perfect.
Absolutely. Dave,
and I don't want to get too much because it's too far, and I want you guys to finish, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but that it was void of corruption. But go ahead, Brother Dave.
Absolutely. See, what people fail to realize is that as a human being, a body, you have decisions. Before you can become contaminated, you live a life of peace. When you become contaminated, then all of a sudden, your emotions are given more priority than your brain process, then a lot of times you've already accepted a certain degree of what they call temptation or evil. If it was never exposed to you, you would never indulge in it because there would be no desire to. All of these things go into understanding where we are as human beings on a spiritual plane. I want to leave that goal for right now because literally I want to get back to what we need to do and moving forward for those people who haven't done it yet. You know, I want you to get some grains, some beans, some rice, these sort of things. Another thing you need to do, get a Galveston trash can, a clean Galveston trash can, and that way you can store your stuff in this can. Because if you're not, every rodent that's seeking a meal, if it catches that scent, it's going to follow it. That's just their nature, okay? But if you put it to a Galveston trash can, the chances are they will be frustrated before they try to chew through it, okay? You can get them at different sizes, and the reason why we say that is because literally you can store it a several different ways, but it's one way that you can ensure that you have something that you can be able to consume that's going to offer you nutrition. Would you like to add to that, darling?
Yeah, and believe me, we found out the hard way because some rodents got into some stuff that we had, and when you buy wild rice is very expensive. And when he got into my wild rice, I was furious. And then, you know, and I thought I had it packaged up. I had it in a container. But you need actually steel. But the next best thing is the Galveston trash cans. And I got a couple of different sizes from the Home Depot. And they have nice tight lids. And we put the stuff in there because, like you said, once all this starts to founder and everything's going to be hungry, the dogs, the cats, the rodents, the bugs, everything's going to be coming after your sources because they can smell it just like anybody else can. So you have to protect yourself. But I just want to go back and team back on this video real quick called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And everybody on the call, if you get a chance, listen to it. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour, but it will enlighten you on the mineral content of the vegetable, the vitamin and the mineral content, going back to when it stopped, when the electricity started, that process of burning wood and all, just that continual process has stopped. And then we became deficient over the generations because we were no longer using that basic process. Also, another process that is no longer being used, like in the Nile Valley, when the Nile would flood and all of the sediment from the river flooded into the over the embankments and into the Nile Valley there, it created, the sediment went down and all of the organic miracle growth, so to speak, that came from the river, the Nile River, was now on the embankment. And then that created high value vitamin and mineral sources, which is, if you think about it, now they try to stop by using dams, they try to stop flooding. And that's another thing that society has created, thinking, oh, we're doing a good thing, but actually there's a process that it is stopping just from the riverbank overflowing with all that natural sediment. So those are some things that this particular video talks about, and then it starts to talk about the deficiency of the minerals, the different medical issues that have come up. And once you put those minerals, they're just basic minerals that you put back into the body, you can see basically all these different diseases be eradicated. Because once the doctor, that particular he was a veterinarian and medical doctor, when he did all the cadavers and the animals, he saw the same things over and over. There's certain minerals that were not in the body, either the skeletal system was damaged, the muscular system, the blood system, which is the circulatory system, or like the heart system, or the brain, you know, the different systems were directly related to the deficiency of the different vitamins and minerals. And once they are introduced back into the body, you get a lot better. To make a long story short, I was listening to it and I said, okay, well, let's try some of these products. I'm not one to say, oh, well, I tried these products or to introduce a product and I haven't tried it. So we tried it. It's been about 6 weeks to a month now. And I'm going to tell you, with these particular formulated minerals and vitamins on the level that they are on, because they are formulated to go right into your cell system much faster than just some basic vitamins that you might get over the counter. Because sometimes those vitamins that are over the counter are compounded in such a way, when the pharmacist actually compounds it, that it doesn't go into the system as fast, or your system, it's blocked in your system and it comes out in your urine. So we tried a lot of the products, and we have found, well, it's not a lot of the, we just tried two of the products actually, and we feel much better. We can see weight loss, we can see our mind, the brain fog, a lot of little things that that we notice, because we're a little bit into, very much in tune to our body, has made a change.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, because on Wednesday we got to end out, because there's another show that's coming out. Man, we're going to have to pick this up, because what Sister Davis was talking about is so, so important. Okay, everyone, just want to thank you all, because we're going to have to go, because there's another show that's coming on right behind us. The new Abolition is right behind us. So don't leave. Stand by. Thank you, Sister Davis, Brother Davis. Another great Wise Wednesday. Remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Gould's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.